From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, April 13th. Coming up, a recent campaign ad highlighting the growth of Chicago-Rockford International Airport has touched the nerve of local environmental advocates. We'll find out why coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The National Weather Service says we could see severe weather later today in the WILL severe weather coverage area. Let's get details from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected across central Illinois today, and there's a chance a few storms could become severe this afternoon and evening. The greatest risk for widespread severe weather, including damaging tornadoes, exists well to the south, from portions of southern Illinois into the deep south. Across central Illinois, widespread rain and storms through the day may limit instability available for afternoon storms, making our severe weather risk less certain. The primary time frame for any strong thunderstorms across east central Illinois is between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. this afternoon and evening.
That's Shambano weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. We'll have Andrew's full forecast in just a few minutes. A proposal to ban so-called ghost guns in Illinois is headed to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk. Caroline Kobzanski has more.
Ghost guns are privately made weapons without serial numbers. It's almost impossible for law enforcement to track them to a purchaser or distributor. Representative Cam Buckner, a Chicago Democrat, says requiring identification for the guns will help curb violence.
Right now, folks are able to have these unserialized guns, but under this new law, we have the ability to make sure that if somebody is caught with a ghost gun, that gun is not subsequently used in a crime.
If Pritzker signs the measure into law, it would be illegal to have a gun without a serial number. Owners will have 6 months to get their ghost gun serialized. I'm Caroline Kobzanski.
An attorney for an Amazon delivery driver who was killed when a warehouse collapsed in a December tornado says there's new evidence the structure was not up to code. Jack Cachado says a local fire marshal who responded to the scene in Edwardsville saw support columns were not anchored to the floor in the section of the building that collapsed. He obtained the report through a public records request. Cachado says it's hard for the family of Austin McEwen to hear Amazon say the building was constructed properly when the new report seems to contradict that statement.
So it's upsetting to them, but at the same time, it instills a level of confidence in what they're pursuing, what the other families will be pursuing.
Cachado says he and other attorneys plan to file additional lawsuits. Amazon calls the findings premature and misleading. The Champaign-Unifor Board of Education has renewed its contract with the city of Champaign to place police officers in schools. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports.
If the Champaign Police Department has enough employees next year, 1 to 5 would become school resource officers, or SROs. The Unit 4 school board made the same choice last year, but there weren't enough officers. Instead, the board turned to the Chicago-based security company AGB. Unit 4 Security Director Jeremy Canales says that police officers have continued to stop by schools.
It's like a family. You can have someone step into a family and be a father and try to help out a son, but without the relationship, it sometimes goes unheard. And the big difference with the SRO being inside there is that you have a father figure, and I don't mean they're fathers, I mean that we've had women in there.
All board members except one voted to renew the contract at this week's meeting. The one no voter cited the board's resolution to stop relying on SROs. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll find out why a campaign ad touting the growth of the Chicago-Rockford International Airport has upset environmental advocates in that area. That story's coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A recent campaign ad highlighting the growth of Chicago-Rockford International Airport touched the nerve of local environmental advocates fighting to preserve an ancient prairie. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
Do you know what city has the largest growing cargo airport in the world?
It's right here in Illinois.
Rockford, Illinois!
And as Governor J.B. Pritzker helped make it happen.
That's from one of Governor J.B. Pritzker's new ad campaigns, which while touting the growing air freight business in northern Illinois, it also inadvertently centered him in a months-long battle over the fate of one of the state's last remaining remnant prairies. Listen closely.
And the upcoming expansion will create hundreds of new jobs. Across Illinois, we're improving infrastructure and creating jobs.
And it's the mention of the controversial expansion at the Chicago-Rockford International Airport that has some local environmental advocates like Jillian Neese disappointed with the priorities of the governor's re-election campaign.
So we think his campaign in that advertisement really missed out on an opportunity to highlight the importance and the value of Belleville Prairie, which they made a conscious decision not to do.
The Belleville Prairie Neese is referring to is a rare, nearly 5 square mile patch of remnant dry gravel prairie on the airport's property. And up until last fall, that prairie was squarely in the crosshairs of the Rockford Airport's first phase of a 280-acre expansion plan, which had a road scheduled to run through the prairie. Zach Oakley is the director of operations and planning at the airport. He says that the road was initially meant to be completed in about 2 months. So far, it's been 7 and counting.
And obviously, that was about the same time the report of the bumblebee being found on site, which you know, obviously started down a different road.
The sighting of the rusty-patched bumblebee, a federally endangered species, halted all construction in the area until November 1st of 2021, when the bee's foraging season was over. Following a lawsuit filed by the Natural Land Institute against the expansion, the airport released a statement that construction over the prairie would be halted again until an endangered species consultation with federal agencies, including the Fish and Wildlife Service, wrapped up. Oakley says that's pretty much where things still stand.
It still sits there, still going through that process right now. And obviously, until that process is complete and approval is granted, there will be no construction taking place of that roadway. That would affect the prairie.
To date, the airport has agreed that construction work will not begin before June 1st of 2022. Local environmental advocates aren't taking the reprieve lightly. They're attending airport board meetings, hosting vigils, and taking every opportunity to talk about prairies. Earlier this week, following the Pritzker ad, Neese says an organization called Rising Tides Chicago staged a Save Belleville Prairie Twitter storm and phone zap aimed at the governor.
So people all day long were calling his office and tweeting at him to make sure that he knows that Belleville Prairie is an issue that's not going to be going away and that people are really passionate about.
He says there's 5 more events planned this month, and more to come, all of which can be found on the Save Belleville Prairie website and Facebook group of the same name, which now has more than 4,000 members. And he says that the airport's unwillingness to compromise is causing unnecessary division in the community and wastes taxpayer money.
Yeah, it is definitely frustrating to see them spend money on things that seem so silly in the long run.
Public records released to WNIJ revealed that the airport authority spent over $10,000 last year to raise a fence around the prairie. At any rate, Neese says it's not too late for the governor to change course.
You know, we're a lot of individual peoples and groups against this really big airport, so we need all the help that we can get, and we think that Pritzker definitely could be doing more to help us out.
WNIJ reached out to Pritzker's re-election campaign about the controversy surrounding the ad. In response, the campaign stated that, quote, economic development and environmental protection are not mutually exclusive. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy and breezy today with thunderstorms likely and a high of 71 degrees. Some storms could become severe this afternoon. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Caroline Kobzanski, Rachel Lipman, Emily Hayes, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.